Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Getting to Neutral by Trevor Mawawad presents a practical mindset framework for performing well amid stress, noise, and emotional volatility. Known for his work as a mental conditioning coach in elite sports and high-pressure environments, Mawawad argues that most people do not need constant hype or forced positivity to succeed. Instead, they need neutrality, a disciplined commitment to reality-based thinking, clean language, and repeatable behaviors that reduce self-inflicted friction. The book explores how everyday negativity spreads through words, assumptions, and narratives, quietly shaping decision-making, relationships, and confidence. Mawawad emphasizes that neutral thinking is not passive or detached. It is a strategic stance that preserves energy for action and problem-solving. Readers can expect to focus on practical tools rather than inspiration, including strategies for controlling self-talk, managing inputs, and building routines that keep performance stable even when circumstances are not. It is positioned for anyone who wants steadier execution in work, sport, or life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neutral thinking as a high-performance operating system. A central idea of the book is that neutral is not a midpoint between optimism and pessimism, but a deliberate performance stance. Rather than trying to feel great all the time, neutral thinking prioritizes accuracy and execution. In chaotic conditions, emotions and interpretations can swing wildly, creating inconsistent choices and unnecessary conflict. Neutrality stabilizes those swings by asking what is true right now and what action helps next. This approach can be especially helpful when outcomes are uncertain, feedback is harsh, or stakes are high, because it reduces the temptation to dramatize setbacks or over-celebrate wins. The book frames neutrality as a discipline that protects attention and energy. It encourages readers to separate facts from stories, acknowledging what happened without adding extra meaning that inflates fear, anger, or shame. Neutral does not mean indifferent, it means focused. The reader is guided to treat mindset like an operating system that can be trained through repetition. Over time, neutral habits become the default response, making it easier to stay composed, communicate clearly, and make decisions that align with long-term goals. Secondly, the cost of negative language and the power of clean words. Mawawad highlights how language shapes perception and behavior, often faster than people realize. Negative phrases, catastrophic predictions, and self-labeling can become a script that narrows options and increases stress. Even casual complaints can train the brain to scan for threats and problems, which then feels like realism but functions like a bias. The book urges readers to become intentional about the words they use internally and externally. This includes self-talk, the tone of team conversations, and the narratives repeated in families or workplaces. Clean language is not about pretending everything is fine, it is about removing emotional poison that adds no value to the task at hand. When language is precise and neutral, it becomes easier to identify controllables and take constructive steps. The book suggests that leaders and parents can shift entire cultures by reducing dramatic language and modeling calm, factual communication. Readers are encouraged to notice patterns like always, never, ruined, or impossible, and replace them with statements that describe reality and options. Over time, clean words help create environments where feedback is usable, problems are solvable, and setbacks do not automatically trigger spirals. Thirdly, controlling inputs, environment, media, and social contagion. Another major topic is the idea that mindset is influenced by what people repeatedly consume. The book treats negativity as contagious, spreading through conversations, social media, news cycles, and group dynamics. If inputs are consistently toxic, even strong performers can drift toward irritation, cynicism, or distraction. Mawawad emphasizes protecting the mind by managing exposure and choosing better sources of information. This does not require ignorance or avoiding reality, it requires boundaries and selectivity. Readers are encouraged to audit their environment, which people energize problem-solving and which people amplify drama, which media habits elevate anxiety, and which routines keep attention fragmented. The goal is to create a buffer between the external world and internal reactions so that performance is not dictated by random stimuli. The book supports building practices that keep focus on controllables, such as limiting doom scrolling, reducing unproductive debates, and choosing communities that reinforce calm standards. This topic also highlights that small daily exposures compound over time. By cleaning up inputs, readers can lower baseline stress, improve sleep and decision quality, and create more mental bandwidth for meaningful work. Fourthly, process over mood, routines that deliver consistent execution. The book underscores that thriving in pressure is less about feeling motivated and more about following process. Neutral thinking supports a reliable approach to work, show up, do the next right thing, and judge progress by behaviors rather than momentary emotion. This topic connects neutrality to routines that make performance repeatable. When people rely on mood, they tend to overreact to bad days and waste time chasing the perfect mindset. Mawawad argues for simple standards that can be met regardless of how one feels, such as preparation habits, recovery practices, and communication rules. By anchoring to routine, setbacks become data rather than identity. The book also suggests that momentum is built by stacking small wins, not by waiting for confidence to appear. Neutral routines make it easier to start tasks, stay present, and finish strong. For teams, consistent process reduces drama and clarifies expectations. For individuals, it reduces decision fatigue and helps keep goals intact during stressful life events. This topic encourages readers to build systems that work when motivation is low and to treat emotional spikes as noise rather than commands. The result is steadier productivity and a calmer relationship with performance. Lastly, responding to adversity with realism, resilience, and leadership, a key promise of neutral thinking is improved response to adversity. The book frames many struggles as secondary suffering created by interpretation, turning a mistake into a catastrophe, criticism into a personal attack, or uncertainty into a guaranteed failure. Neutrality interrupts this chain by returning to facts and next actions. This topic also emphasizes resilience as a skill that can be trained through repeated neutral responses. Readers are guided to treat challenges as inevitable and to focus on what can be influenced now. In leadership contexts, this matters because emotional reactions spread quickly. A calm, neutral leader can reduce panic, keep teams aligned, and encourage constructive problem solving. The book advocates for modeling composure, speaking in solutions, and avoiding dramatic narratives that undermine trust. It also highlights the importance of accountability without negativity, naming issues clearly, setting standards, and moving forward. For personal life, neutral thinking helps with conflict, setbacks, and long-term goals by decreasing impulsive reactions. The reader learns to pause, choose language carefully, and act from principle rather than frustration. Over time, this approach can strengthen relationships, improve consistency, and make high-pressure situations feel more manageable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel worn down by constant stress, negativity, or emotional whiplash, including professionals, athletes, leaders, parents, and anyone navigating demanding goals. It is also a strong fit for people who have tried positivity-based approaches and found them unsustainable or inauthentic. The benefit is practical. Neutral thinking can lower unnecessary mental friction, reduce reactive decision-making, and make performance more consistent across good and bad days. By focusing on facts, clean language, and controllable actions, readers can conserve energy for problem solving, improve communication, and build routines that hold up in real life. Compared to similar mindset books that lean heavily on inspiration or relentless optimism, this one stands out for its emphasis on steadiness and clarity. It offers a realistic framework that does not require pretending everything is fine, only refusing to amplify negativity that does not help. If you want a disciplined way to stay composed, lead better, and execute under pressure, this book is worth buying for its actionable, repeatable approach to thriving in a chaotic world. If you would like to support Trevor Mawawad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.